You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, which is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at...
Hello. Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
Young hit the scene to me, your ultimate mind. Gangsta boy. Blood fire, gun fire.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too much corn in the field. Ain't got
not time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Never had to have no fun. Too much cotton ear horn, and that's too much plowing to be done. It was hard, but it was fair. But we was all. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, God. We still got a hold that hand. It was hard, but it was bad. We was always out there. Out in the red hot sun, all the work was never done. Oh, sharecropper son.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Thank you. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
We'll be right back. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. It happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Some live stuff by Cerrone. You're also going to hear a lot of Speak of the Devil, or if you live in England, Talk of the Devil. It was an album that Ozzy Osbourne did with not Black Sabbath, but all Black Sabbath songs. Recorded in 1982 at the Ritz in New York, was Brad Gillis on guitar, Rudy Sarzo on bass, and Tommy Aldridge on drums. You're going to hear that entire album today. I thought this would be a really easy show to do, but alas, Ozzy seems to be in rare form and cursing up a storm, which we can't play on the radio, so I have that all edited up very nicely for you. You can go to the playlist at WRCT.org and see what I'm playing. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, that's available by calling 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. A show on WRCT Pittsburgh is too evil to have a human name. Horrible music for horrible people only on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, 7 to 9 Sunday evening in Nomino Satana. Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at School can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.com. As a parent, I know how migraine impacts my daughter's ability to learn. Every child deserves a chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org, sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients. All right, back to more music on the show. This is Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Got back, she never got back.
quiero que me des un beso ahí sí. Corridos y